Proclamation number 7338 of 17th of April, 1959. Help of the spiritual beings to perfection. All angels in heaven participate in the great task of redeeming the still unfree spiritual. All are active in the same will with the Father from eternity, and all know only one aim, the return of the fallen brothers, the homecoming of those into the Father's house. And thus every being could know that it is in divine care when it walks the earthly path as a human being, for all spiritual beings full of light are concerned that the human being reaches its aim. And even before the earthly walk as a human being, the spiritual being is looked after by the luminous spiritual when it still passes through the works of creation in a bound state. This spiritual being shall one day also have the possibility of embodiment as a human being, where it can then, conscious of itself, therefore also consciously entrust itself to these beings of light and ask them for help to become perfect. The redemption of the spiritual is the task and aim of all perfection, which is why it is also certain that one day the work of return to the Father will succeed. But the human being's free will often sets limits to the light being's activity, for even the angelic beings cannot do anything against this, which is why the human being himself first decides how far he approaches the aim. The final unification with God. But until the hour of death the beings of light strive for the human being's soul, and so long the hope need not be given up that it will still find its way back to the Father before its passing away, which, however, can always be attributed to the ego work of those beings of light who certainly have the assignment from God but must respect the human being's will and therefore will always try to influence the will such that it turns towards God itself. If the human being knew how many beings of light endeavor to help him, he could be completely reassured about his fate if only he would allow himself to be guided without resistance and not push through his own opposing will, against which even those beings cannot fight, which they also have to respect. This is why it is often so difficult for a person to find God and consciously take the path to Him. But where the will changes of its own accord, it will also be seized by the beings of light, and they will no longer leave the human being out and push him ever more towards his God and Father. And the work will become increasingly easier the more the human being gives up his resistance and allows himself to be influenced by them. But the human being will not remain without help once he has declared himself willing to take the path back to God by turning his will towards God. Then the beings of light can help him without touching his free will, then his will is the same as theirs. To return to the Father's house. And then the human being will truly experience the help of these beings to such an extent that the way back will be easy for him and he will also safely reach the aim. For these beings have great power which they gladly use where they no longer encounter resistance. And the human being himself will have broken the resistance when he demands to be with God. Forces of light are active on earth as well as in the beyond and tirelessly carry out redemptive work. And truly, the whole world would already be redeemed if the human being's free will did not have to determine for itself whether redemptive work can be done on him or not. But no human being is helplessly left to himself. They constantly have helpers at their side who pay attention to the slightest change of will in order to intervene and provide assistance until the aim is reached, the unification with the Father of Eternity. Amen.